Bazar Zechinish Mosapachas, Shagam, and Yehud Mesach the Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Zion. Shlokish says, Achoshet Bechem, like a begufay. We see this from Moshe. When Moshe said to Hashem, you're going to send me to the Yidden to take them out, to tell them, but they're not going to believe me. Hashem knew that the Yidden would believe Moshe, and Hashem told Moshe, the Yidden are Maminim, Bnei Maminim. They believed you, Moshe. They will believe you, and they're also, they're Bnei Maminim because Avram, but the Pasuk says that Avram believed in Hashem. Whereas you, Moshe, will ultimately fail to believe, like we see that Moshe hit the rock instead of speaking to it, but Moshe got punished. He was like a begufay for this chayish b'kshayim. How? Because like the pasuk says, Hashem told him to stick his hand into his shirt, then it came out mitzaras kashalik. When it became tzaras, he didn't become tzaras until he took it out of his shirt. Whereas when Hashem healed him, as it was going already back into his shirt, it already healed. So Rava says, you see from over here that when good is sent by Hashem, it happens quicker than when bad is sent by Hashem. Pasuk says that Aaron's sticks swallowed the sticks of the Mitzrayim. This was a double miracle. Not only did it swallow their sticks, it did so after it turned back into a stick when it wasn't a snake anymore. Rabbi asks, is machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Acham regarding an object that's thrown below 10 tefachim Rishus HaRabim, where Rabbi Akiva says that we look at it as if it came to rest Rishus HaRabim, and the Acham say that we don't do that, but if the object was thrown above 10 tefachim, all would agree is not chayiv? Or is machlokes when something is thrown above 10 tefachim? In that case, Rabbi Akiva says that we say that just like one is chayiv for handing over in the area above 10 tefachim, he's also chayiv for throwing an object in Rishus HaRabim above 10 tefachim, where the Acham say, no, handing over would make him chayiv, but not throwing. However, according to this version of the Machlokes, if something is thrown below 10 tefachim, all would agree that it's as if it came to rest in the Rishus HaRabim, and he'd be chayiv. So how do we view the Machlokes? Rabbi said, Rabbi Nuna answers from a braisa that says if someone transfers an item from Rishus HaYachad to another Rishus HaYachad and passes through Rishus HaRabim itself, Rabbi Akiva says he's chayiv, and the Chum say it's pot. What does it mean, Rishus HaRabim itself? Itself must mean that it's referring to the confines of Rishus HaRabim, which means it's below 10 tefachim. We see that they're arguing even the Rishus HaRabim when it's below 10 tefachim. It has to be referred to throwing, because if it refers to carrying, we said that someone who carries through Rishus HaRabim even above 10 tefachim is chayiv. They obviously argue whether the object in the airspace of Rishus HaRabim is considered to have landed in it. This view of Rav Nuna argues on Rav Elazar, because he said that they even argue regarding something that's thrown above 10 tefachim. The reason the Braisa discusses below 10 tefachim is just to show the Kayach HaDerabbanon, how far they go. Chilki Batovi also says that Rav Nuna the Machlekes is when it's thrown below 10 tefachim, between 3 and 10 tefachim. Braisa says if an item is thrown within 3 tefachim to the ground, all agree he's chayiv. Above 10 tefachim, all agree he's potter. But if he owns both Rishuyas, both Rishus HaYachad that's being thrown from and the one that's being thrown into, it's mutter. If it's thrown between 3 and 10 tefachim off the ground, that's when Rabbi Akiva says he's chayiv, and the Chum says he's potter. Rice says it's mutter if he owns both Rishus HaYachad, argues on Rav, because Rav says also to throw from one Rishus HaYachad to another, and Shmuel says it's mutter. They must be talking about where they own both of them, or else Shmuel wouldn't say it's mutter. So obviously Rav must argue with the Brisa. Mora says you could say that Rav is talking about a case where the Rishus HaYachad are at different heights, and because of that, Rav is afraid he may miss his target and throw it and end up in the Rishus HaRabim. That's why he'd be chayiv. Therefore, he says also. However, if that wasn't the case, it could be he would agree with the Brisa that it would be mutter if he owns both Rishus HaYachad. Chisiv asked Rav Hanuna, how do we know the concept of loved? He said, well, it's impossible for the ground to be perfectly straight. There's only going to be bumps on the ground, which usually go up to 3 tefachim high. Therefore, anything less than 3 tefachim to the ground is considered to be part of the ground. Based on that, even if it's exactly 3 tefachim, it should be a din of love it, and we know love is only less than 3 tefachim. So question number 2 is, it doesn't explain why love it applies in other situations, like a sukkah wall. If it's within 3 tefachim, we say it's like it's a whole wall. Whereas so the sukkah wall is different, because once it's below 3 tefachim, then an animal can't go through, and therefore that's why it's considered to be a wall. But the Gemara's answer is really that the din of love it is something that's halachal meshmei Sinai and echanami. We don't have another mekar, it's halachal meshmei Sinai. Rabbi says, if someone throws something from one Rishus HaRabim to another with a Rishus HaYachad in between, Rabbi says he's chayiv, the Chum says he's potter. Rav and Shmuel say Rabbi says he's chayiv only when Rishus HaYachad is a roof structure, because then we view the Rishus HaYachad as this filled to the roof with items, and that the object came to rest in Rishus HaYachad. Rav Chanan, the name of Yehuda, name of Shmuel, says Rebbe means that he's chayiv two chatoyos, one when it goes into Rishus HaYachad for achnasa, and one when it's going out back into the second Rishus HaRabim for hoitza. Chana asked, that would mean that Rebbe says he chayiv told him welcome av, but that we find that he doesn't hold that way. Yosef said, we learned that Rabbi Yehuda's statement in the name of Shmuel, that he chayiv two chatoyos, it wasn't regarding Rebbe's halacha, it was regarding something that Rabbi Yehuda said. So it's not fair on the statement of Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda's din was that if someone carries from Rishus HaYachad out into Rishus HaRabim and continues carrying for 4 amas into Rishus HaRabim, he's chayiv. The Chum say he's potter. On that machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, Amish Shmuel says that Rabbi Yehuda means that he's chayiv two chatoyos, one for carrying out into Rishus HaRabim and one for carrying 4 amas into Rishus HaRabim. Now it must mean that he's chayiv two chatoyos, because if Rabbi Yehuda means to say he's only chayiv one chatos, that would mean the Rabbanon argument say he's potter from even one chatos. That can't be, because at the very least he carries something from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim. Or says it could mean that really Rabbi Yehuda says only chayiv one chatas. The reason why the Rabbanan says potter from any chatas, because the case is where he intends for the object to land immediately as it enters Rishus HaRabim, but instead it traveled another 4 amas. The Rabbanan say being in the airspace is not considered as if it landed, and since And since it didn't land where he intended, it's an unintended result. That's why he's potter. Rabbi Yehuda says that if it landed, and therefore he fulfilled his intention, that's why he's chayev that one katas. Mary, yes, we seem to find that Rabbi Yehuda holds that yichayev two chatois even for an avna tolda. The Mary answers that was a different case, that he means that it's two separate malachas. It doesn't mean it's misunderstood memra. Rabbi, the Mary says that Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef both said Rabbi Yehuda says someone's chayev only one katas for performing an av and its tolda. Ravina asks Ravashi, according to Rabbi Yosef, that Rabbi Yehuda says he's chayev two chatois, one for transferring two to Rishus HaRabim, and one for another for carrying it four amas into Rishus HaRabim. How can that be right? If he intended it to land immediately inside Rishus HaRabim, then he never intended to go four amas, and vice versa. So how can it be that he's chayev for both? Rav Ashi answered the cases where he says, I want it to land wherever it lands. Mari, as if someone intends to throw something eight amas in Rishus HaRabim, and only goes four amas, he's for sure going to be chayev, because there's no difference that when he writes shame, when he had intended to write the word shimon. But what about where he intends to throw four amas and it goes eight amas? Is he chayev? On the one hand, his intention was not fulfilled. On the other hand, it did go four amas as he had intended. Can be answered based on Rav Ashi, that since he had a specific intention and was not fulfilled, he's not going to be chayev. This is different than writing shame yishimin, because you have to write the word shame in order to write the word shimin. But in order to throw something eight amas, you don't have to throw something four amas, have it stop, and then go another four amas.